Scran represents what you can do with traditional music, and it also puts it on a sort of similar level playing field with other bands who go out and perform. It brings it alive, essentially, because up until that point, kids are just students. It's very self-contained within schools. It sort of elevates that to a new audience, potentially, not just on the Isle of Man, but further afield. And it's also a selling point for the Isle of Man. It's a commodity then.
Daniel, I mean, this is part of a prestigious event in itself, isn't it? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the whole Music for Youth hold a range of events. They've had the National Festival in July, and we were honoured to play as a part of that as they showcase. And then the Youth Proms sort of comes after that, and that's sort of a huge array of these people that played at the National Festival from all across the UK and obviously the Isle of Man this year as well, all coming together in London for two nights of spectacular music.
Aelith, this is quite the excitement. I mean, how did you first hear about this?
We got the message from Chloe a few days ago, and I was so excited. I actually could not stop smiling.
It's the first time I think the Isle of Man's been included, isn't it? No? Oh, see, Dr. Chloe Woolley, who's also in the studio, you're shaking your head there. It's not the first time.
Interestingly, it's the last time there was a Manx band in it was 30 years ago, exactly, this year. 1995, Petch and Vannon from Ramsey Grammar School. We're in the same youth proms in Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, wow, what an experience. And I'm guessing it was a wonderful thing for them and no doubt inspired them. I mean, are any of those musicians still playing music now?
Well, I think we've all heard of Katie Lawrence, haven't we? So she was one of the members that went. So it's a huge deal back then. I remember, I think I was at university and the Isle of Man was so proud. So, 1995, and here we are in 2025. Doing it all again.
Aelith, obviously we've got you and Daniel here. You're not the only two members of the group. How many are in Scran?
There are seven of us currently, including two harps, a fiddle, guitar, keyboard, cajon, singer, same person, and another fiddle.
And tell us a little bit about the music that you play.
We try to keep traditional folk roots. Most of our sets and tunes are from the Isle of Man, but we do have a few from Ireland coming in. And we like to try and keep them lively, upbeat and sort of energised.
So how have you chosen the songs or the tunes that you're going to be playing, Daniel?
Well, we do have a couple of sets, you know, collections of tunes that we like to think as our flagship sets. So we have a set of jigs from the Isle of Man, a set of reels from the Isle of Man, one of which is original, written by our fiddle player Frank. And then we have a song in Manx that we like to sing as well. And I believe we were asked to play the jig set and the reel set at the Albert Hall, which both of which we played in Birmingham.
Chloe, then this is the thing, you know, we're hearing from Aelith and Daniel here about their set and the relating to Manx, the Manx tunes, the Manx language. This is a wonderful exposure for the Isle of Man, isn't it?
It definitely is. So with those two sets, because it had to be reduced for this concert, David Kilgallen's the mentor for the band. We're going to make sure that this Manx Gaelic is included. So I know that there'll be a Manx song included in that, especially with next year being Year of the Manx Language. It's like a great promotional tool. And we'll definitely encourage any Manxies in London to come along and listen. Maybe have a little chat afterwards in Gaelic.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, for young people to get involved in music because it creates friendships. It gives you something to look forward to for the future. I mean, what has it done for you as a young performer?
After coming to the Isle of Man, it's definitely opened up my social circles. I came from Scotland 3 years ago, and when I joined Scran, I didn't really know anyone here. And now I feel like I have such a good group of friends that I can fall back on. And it's opened up so many opportunities for me to perform. Just last year, we went to Lorient to play, and now the Royal Albert Hall.
Not bad, is it, Daniel? What about you? What have you achieved through being in Scran?
Well, Scran is just such an amazing thing. I am still the newest member of Scran. I've been there for a couple of years, and I walked into what was a fairly tight circle and I clicked instantly. There's some of the greatest people that I've ever met, and my confidence has been boosted. My skills as a guitarist have improved drastically. And I think it's basically sealed the deal that I want to do music for the rest of my life.
We are seeking sponsorship. If there's any businesses out there that would like to help out, or individuals to help the band to go to London, then get in touch with me at Culture Vannen, which is manxmusic@culturevannen.in.
Well, we're very excited about it. It's not till November, but I'm sure you're excited from now. I mean, what are you most looking forward to, Daniel?
All of it. On absolutely every single little bit. I cannot wait.
You're fizzing, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Quite right too. Aylith, what are you looking forward to about the trip?
Well, other than the performing aspect, I'm really, really looking forward to meeting everyone there from different cultures, different backgrounds, and just seeing how they've gotten to be where they are now.
Well, I have to say, from just speaking to you both for just a few minutes, you're clearly going to be excellent ambassadors for our island, our music and our culture. So thank you so much. And we wish you all the very best. Will you keep us posted on how it goes?
Absolutely.
Gentamai, Yindesak, have a fabulous time.
Thank you very much.